Hi guys, and welcome to our campaign tackling dark patterns. We are the Dark Maze, and here with us today we have
Beth,
Anae,
and me, Ella. We are all communication students at the University of Exeter, and our campaign is researching into digital equality, and we are raising awareness of this generally.
This is the first piece of material that we'll be outputting for our campaign, The Dark Maze. We're looking to shed light on dark patterns. So what is that? We're seeking to raise awareness and to teach people how to report / spot dark patterns in real time and educate them how to protect their personal data and make choices about who they give their data to.
This is our first material for the campaign, but we are also introducing Instagram, Twitter, and we are the Dark Maze _EXE.
So we actually experience dark patterns every day.
Yeah. Last year, I signed up for a tutoring service and it gave me a free trial for it. And I thought this was great, so I could give that a go just for a couple of weeks and it would be a free trial and I wouldn't have to pay anything. But then after those 2 weeks was up, they charged my card without warning. Obviously, I'd missed some sort of dark pattern there.
Oh my gosh, that's so annoying. Oh, you told me a similar story.
Yes, oh my god. Last summer, I was trying to get tickets for Harry Styles on the amazing Ticketmaster. And basically, I didn't even realise this was a dark pattern until doing this campaign. But obviously, you queue for ages for the tickets, and you finally get through, and there's extra prices. They add the booking fee and whatnot. Mm. And that is a dark pattern because that's a hidden thing that coerces you into still wanting to buy them because obviously you've queued all that time. And yeah, it's just annoying dealing with things like this. Yeah, so you might have noticed it most frequently within online shopping because actually since COVID, there's been an increase in dark patterns online of 40%. Which is absolutely crazy, I think.
Yeah, I didn't think it would be that much. I knew that everything would go up since COVID, but 40% is crazy.
Yeah, and I think it's especially dangerous for elderly people who wouldn't have gone out on COVID and would have done more stuff online. And obviously they're more subjective to these dark patterns.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and also dark patterns don't even just affect the users. There's statistics that show that dark patterns can backfire for some businesses. For example, a quarter of consumers have thought negatively of an organisation that used dark patterns, and 16% of them have said they're not going to use the website or the business again.
Many of our listeners will be familiar with LinkedIn. They sent many spam emails around, which you had no option of unsubscribing from. And this also led to them having a $13 million penalty.
That's crazy.
That is, yeah.
And it just you just don't like that business anymore. It just leads you to thinking they're less trustworthy.
They just leave a sour taste 100%. In your mouth. Yeah,
literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we hope this podcast has been helpful for you guys.
We hope you've learned a little bit more about who we are and what dark patterns are. If you've been affected as well, if those stories seem familiar to you, feel free to message us on our Instagram, thedarkmaze_EXE. And we're going to be posting more content on there next week. We're going to be posting some stories and we're going to be putting an infographic up, so stay tuned.